And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and I'll be having three different guests here on this morning. Actually, I guess four technically, but later on we'll hear from Madison Ogle from the Manhattan Public Library. We'll also hear from Carrie Holler and Jake Gill. Carrie's, of course, a second grade teacher at Wamego. We've got a new initiative she's taking part in here with Jake. But we're going to start things off first over at Fort Riley, and we got Dr. Bob Smith, Fort Riley Museum Complex Director, joining us here this morning. And it's always a pleasure.
Good morning, Brandon. Great to be with you.
Yeah, once again, of course, they've got the museum out there. It's currently closed, but renovations are going pretty well, right?
Oh, going very, very well. We are probably in the, and I hesitate to say, but probably the final year here of the remodeling project. The physical portion of the buildings have been completed. The HVAC system's been installed, the LED lighting. We have remodeled the entire, both museums and our research complex. And now we're just waiting here for the fabrication of the exhibits and the different displays. And that should take about, I'm guessing, about a year for the fabrication of the displays. And what that entails is the building of the exhibit cases, the building of dioramas, the addition to the all the IT, high-tech, interactive displays, things like that. And then finally, we get to come in and put our artifacts back in. And it's going to be really, really, and I'm prejudiced, but it's going to be fabulous when we get it done.
And no doubt about it, it sounds like a fun project that's going to be worth it when it's all said and done. Are you pleased with the progress that's been made so far? Is it ahead or is it a little?
We're pretty much right on schedule.
Okay.
Pretty much right on schedule. COVID knocked us for a couple of months, but we've been able to make up some time. And so we're anticipating an opening in the around January or February of 2022. So COVID did knock us back a couple of months, but we're back on track and going to have some really, really fantastic exhibits. It's going to be an open concept in both museums, but we're going to have some really interesting displays. If I may just brag upon a few of my displays. We've got an expanded Buffalo Soldier exhibit that will be in the Cavalry Museum. Something I'm really excited about is a section called, it's a little mini theater type exhibit, but it's called the Hollywood exhibit, and it's the Cavalry Fact versus Fiction. And I know you remember, well, you may be too young for that, Rin Tin Tin or F Troop, things like that, and the old John Wayne movies. And what we're doing is we're showing a difference between Hollywood's version and the reality. You know, you always saw the forts with the wooden stockade all around it, and that was not always the case. Fort Riley was actually built around just a parade ground. So we've had those exhibits. We have, in the first ID, we're going to have a walkthrough trench, a World War I trench, so you can actually visualize what our first ID soldiers and the American soldiers contended with in the First World War. And we're also putting in a what we call a Hall of Heroes, and it's going to be a series of kiosks. And you can type in a digital note for your grandfather, be it World War II, or your father, Vietnam, or a relation you have that's serving now. And you can put a note, and it will be digitally preserved in the museum archives. And final thing is something we picked up is we're going to have a children's section in the Cavalry Museum where the children can go in and there's going to be a little covered wagon they can get into. They can try on reproduction uniforms from World War I to the Cavalry and things like that. So we're real pleased with how the design's going.
That's great, and a great opportunity for them to really interact with some of the history out there at the fort. How different was the fort when it first opened? Like, yeah, now it's kind of it's a living space for a lot of soldiers. Was it the same, or was it a lot smaller back in the early days?
When it began in 1855, it was considerably smaller, and it just encompassed the area that we call Main Post. And in 1855, it was actually a series of four officers' quarters on one side of the parade field, four sets of barracks on the other side. The far side of the parade field was our hospital, which is now the museum, and then behind that, stables. And it was a wide open territory. And I always hearken back to Libby Custer, Elizabeth Custer, George Custer's wife. When she came out here in 1866, she said, "I believed it was going to be this great fortress out here in the middle of the prairie." And I come out and I see buildings without a wall around them and a parade field. And basically, you're thinking, "George, why did you send me here?" It was quite different. But over time, the fort expanded greatly. In the 1880s, it became the home of the cavalry school, and so there were additional buildings that were added on Main Post and more stables to handle the many thousands of horses that were here. And then World War I, Camp Funston grew up almost overnight and trained over 50,000 troops. And then in the 1950s, we have Custer Hill. And so Custer Hill was, which is the where most of the barracks are now located and the headquarters. And that was built up in the 1950s. And so the fort has expanded greatly. But it has always been what the Army's mission was. We've always been able to adapt to that. So first a frontier post, then a school training post in World War I, and now the home of the 1st ID, 1st Infantry Division here in currently since 1955. So we've expanded.
All right. We've got a caller here who has a question or a comment, so I'll let them talk next. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I hope you haven't forgotten about the Roswell crash retrieved items that came through Fort Riley on the way to Ohio. And have you heard anything about the Halloween ghost tours? Thank you.
Well, I don't know much about the Roswell that came through here. I think that, but the ghost tours, I think the ladies at HASFR, the Historical and Archaeological Society, are going to be coming up in the next week or so and talking about it at the radio station.
That's right. Yep. We're planning to talk about that here real soon, and that's always exciting, too, because it's really neat to hear some of the old stories and legends, because, you got a place that 150-plus years old, there's probably some good ghost stories out there. again, we're talking with Dr. Bob Smith here, Fort Riley Museum Complex Director. Of course, the museum's been under renovation for quite some time. You said you're getting ready to put displays back in. As far as other things, you do have a temporary site that's been closed to the public. How soon do you plan to reopen the temporary site?
I hope to open that within the next couple of weeks. We're working with our headquarters, the Center of Military History at Fort Belvoir in Virginia, with their safety protocols, and then we're working also in conjunction with the Fort Riley Garrison and their safety protocols, and we're gearing up for that and hope to be back open in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. And what will the hours be there?
Our hours here at the temporary museum are 9 to 4 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. And we do welcome folks to come back and see us. We have a really nice temporary. It's, like I say, temporary. We've taken some of our important artifacts and put them on display, and we just don't want people to forget about us, that we are a presence here at Fort Riley, and we're going to be back open with some fabulous museums very shortly. Yep.
Where's the temporary site located at?
It's in building 247 off of Cameron Avenue on Main Post.
Okay. Good for people to know that, and that's exciting that that'll be reopening here real soon. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll talk about some other activities coming up here in the fall. There's some exciting ones just around the corner. We'll talk about that next here on In Focus.